I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 23rd of March, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24 and verse 31. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. The two men that were walking on the road to Emmaus, they were joined up by a man they didn't recognize. They walked with him. They talked with him. They even invited him in for the evening. He even broke bread with them. And then they recognized that it was Jesus. He had been raised from the dead. And with that, he vanished from their sight. They didn't even recognize him. What about you and I? How many times do we fail to recognize that the Lord is actually walking with us and we don't see it? Lord, where were you? Lord, where? I was with you all the time. My dear friend, Jesus Christ promised you and he's promised me he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. You know, often Jesus is busy working in our circumstances and we are blind. We just don't see it until much later on in our lives. Never write off the education that you are getting at this moment from the school of life, the school of hard knocks. Jesus loves to show his hand through the unexpected. That's what A.B. Simpson said, that great preacher. Here he was walking alongside these two men, and they didn't even know it. Folks, many a time when I look back in my life, I realize how God was working with me before I even knew him. I'll give you an example. My dear old mother, that Scottish lassie, she was a great storyteller. She would sit there with her cup of tea, and my brother and I and my sister would gather around her because my dad had already gone to work. And in the holidays, she would tell us stories, incredible stories. My mom could tell you what we were going to have for lunch and have you hanging on each word. That's the honest truth. She was a storyteller extraordinary. Now, you see, I didn't realize it, but even in those early days when I was a young boy, my mom was coaching me to be a storyteller. And that's exactly what I am. I'm busy telling you a story right now, and I never even knew it. I want to say to you today, if you're feeling lonely, don't worry. Jesus is walking next to you. Talk to him. Talk to him, and he'll talk back to you through your circumstances, through nature, through some good friend. He will encourage you because he loves you. Lord, I pray that you will open the eyes of my friends today so that they will see that you have been with them right from the beginning. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.